We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
How do you make the most of feeling like you don't want to do anything and make that switch flip and energize your spring? I mean, spring is coming and we can see it. It's within sight. And joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is Kathy Perry, who is from Upper St. Clair, did you say, Kath?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, okay. So just south of the city and on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. You've been with us before, right?
I have been, yes. Thank you for having me back.
Well, we're leaning on you right now for your expertise to try to help people who feel, let's be honest, a lot of people feel like they're stuck in the mud on so many levels and are looking for a way to energize and take advantage of, we see the curve going up here in the spring.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've been through a very de-energizing time this last year. And you can look at that from a number of ways. There's personal energy. There's when you're involved in your work, there's leadership energy or just daily task energy you've got to get through. So when I work with organizations, I kind of first thing I do is assess, where's the energy drain? What is the thing that's draining you? And again, that can look like a lot of different things.
And you travel a lot. You motivate a lot of companies and things like that. But how do we motivate coworkers? Like on a Monday morning when it's dreary outside and, you know, people just are in a mood where it's just, I don't want to get moving. How do you make people look forward to coming to work after a good weekend?
Well, that is a hard one for almost everyone who struggles with that. So just like anything else in life, we have to make a plan for energy. And I say that, again, personally, when people are like, oh, I have no energy, I'm unenergized. Well, have you made a plan for that? You know, have you thought, where do I get drained? Oh, well, I go out all weekend. And, you know, I don't get the sleep I need on the weekend, and I don't think about my work all weekend, so I show up and I'm drained. If you begin to do some assessment on that before it actually happens, you'll know, like, oh, well, maybe if I pre-planned on Friday before I left my stuff out, knew what I was going to start in on a Monday, I might not show up just so unclear about what was going on. So really the very first step is, where's the drain? And what one thing could I do to plan for that? So you do have to do a little work. That's the thing. Energy just doesn't flow. And especially if it's personal energy you're losing as well. It's got to be a plan.
And along with the things you do for wellness coaching, you are also very into what you fuel your body with in terms of intake, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So a little background, my daughter was diagnosed 19 years ago with the disease of no energy. That's exactly what it's called. It's called a mitochondrial dysfunction, where every cell in her body doesn't properly turn food into energy. And she was given a 2-year life expectancy. So I went out and did all the work that, you know, mama bears do when you get news like that, and got certified in plant-based nutrition. And I had a little bit of a background in nutrition. So when I say that 90% of Americans do not get the foods that they need every day to power their bodies correctly. We're deficient. We're just deficient in vitamins. We're deficient in minerals. So if we're not taking in foods that turn into energy, it's obvious we're just not going to have energy that day.
Yeah, my dad always said we're our own chemistry set. Each body is your own chemistry set. And, you know, if you're putting bad stuff into your body, like too much sugar and stuff like that, you're burning. It's just like a car. You're burning bad fuel, and it's not, you're not going to run optimally. You have some very interesting books out. One, which I like, speaking of food, Living on Pizza. Can you tell me a little bit about that? Because that's sort of one of my four food groups.
Yeah, well, the actual title of that book is Hungover, Sleep Deprived, Overcaffeinated, and Living on Pizza. So it was actually written for the college age market. And then when I would tell the title to people, they're like, well, that's not just college, that's me. Mm-hmm. The title does ring true with a lot of us. And yeah, you can't fuel your body with that. And pizza once in a while is okay, but you know, it's not the greatest food. It is a huge carb overload when we take in all that, and that converts into sugar, and we all know what sugar does in the body. So just, again, a little bit more of a plan before you enter even your weekend. So a plan like, okay, Friday is going to be my big cheat night. I'm going to go to have my pizza, going to have that. Saturday, maybe you might do something a little more healthy, get your exercise, get some good power foods in you. And then Sunday, again, if you have been dragging on those Monday mornings, do something Sunday that you know will energize you. Maybe it's make a healthful breakfast for your Monday so it's ready for you, or, you know, have a power juice that night or afternoon before, so you're starting to get your body back into like work mode.
You know, on Sundays, it seems like a lot of people, I know myself, I feel like, man, when sunset hits on Sunday, yeah, and I keep thinking, I feel like high school when I didn't do my homework.
I do too. It's over. Somebody else owns you for the next 5 days. That's how I feel.
But that famous saying about repeating your behavior and expecting a different outcome, you've got a plan to make some change. Otherwise, it isn't going to change.
Right, right. Yeah, I actually work a lot on resilience, which resilience is how far can you stretch without snapping, right? We don't want to snap. We want to snap. I call it rubber band resilience is the title of that book. You want to be able to stay in place. You don't want to stretch so far that you snap. So when you said, talking about planning, actually do a daily resilience planner. So you're making an assessment as soon as you wake up. How stretched do I feel right now? What things can I control today? What things can I? Because often we get overwhelmed and lose energy because we feel like we're being controlled or we have no control over a situation. So taking a little time first thing in the morning to walk through that exercise. Okay, I'm not going to be able to control that. So stop giving it so much energy.
Yeah, finding a little inspiration each day helps keep you from being depressed too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And then if you are working with people, or as you said at the beginning of how do you work and motivate people around you if they're not motivated, I like to do a team assessment as well. Like, where's my team stand right now? Or the people I work with, how, you know, there's somebody who's got some energy, like when I say energy, like negative energy, or they're just, you know, bringing other people down. So you kind of do this assessment before you start your day. Really helps.
Well, if you were to give us one of your books first, if we're going to read one first, which one would it be?
Well, if you're looking for personal energy, that would be The Ultimate Recipe for an Energetic Life. If you're looking to energize an organization or a team, that would be The Rubber Band Resilient Leader. So kind of wide area to cover there.
Well, I know that the one upside to the pandemic for many people is it allows you to hit the reset button on a number of things. And you can, if you take the positive look at that, you can eliminate some things that maybe were holding you back before. And moving forward, you can eliminate those. So that might be a good place to start too.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's so much when it comes to energy, really thinking about, again, is it personal energy, your body, you're dragging? Is it, you know, the people around you? So you might have to look at some leadership energy. Is your daily task list just too big so you feel drained at the end of the day? So that assessment's your first step.
The Ultimate Recipe for an Energetic Life. Kathy Perry on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Good to catch up with you. Thanks.
Absolutely. You all have a great day. Stay energized.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.